Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Friday, August 23rd. We hear from a California delegate following the Democratic National Convention. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. Ridership on MTS public transit increased by more than 10% over the past year. That includes riders on public buses and the trolley. According to the agency, during the last fiscal year, there were nearly 76 million passenger trips logged. Also, youth riders increased by nearly 23%. MTS's CEO said the increase in transit ridership is because of a few factors, including affordability, because of the rising cost of living. There are some changes to the rules for bringing your pet to the U.S. from another country like Mexico. The changes from the CDC went into effect earlier this month. First, your four-legged family member must be at least 6 months old and look healthy. You must also fill out an import form from the CDC. This form varies depending on the risk of rabies in each country. Mexico is considered a low-risk country, and your dog must have a microchip for proper identification and to confirm to officials that they have the rabies vaccine. To get a chip, you can go to the San Diego Humane Society website to make an appointment at the location closest to you. Today is going to be the coolest day of the week, followed by similar temperatures this weekend. It'll still feel like summer, but slightly cooler. In the inland areas, temperatures will be in the high 70s. By the coast, it'll be in the mid-70s. In the mountains, temps will be in the high 60s, and in the deserts, it'll be in the high 90s. Temps are expected to heat back up starting Monday. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalich, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
The Democratic National Convention is now in the history books. Last night, Vice President Kamala Harris formally accepted her party's nomination to be president. Reporter John Carroll spoke with a member of the California delegation.
California Secretary of State Shirley Weber was among the 496 delegates from the Golden State. She spoke to KPBS not in her role as secretary, but as a convention delegate. Weber says among the messages in the many speeches she heard, one of the most important things was to remember to find the joy in the world around us.
Sometimes it has to be reinforced, and you have to be reminded of many of the good things that you do, many of the things that are really important, and how all that factors into how this world exists.
Weber also was happy with how she says many of the speeches at the convention stressed the importance of coming together as a nation, something she says she's always tried to do in her political career.
And there's very little we can't do if we put our minds to it and if we work as teams to get things done. And it's not about parties and this and that and all that stuff that has been interjected, but it's really about people.
Weber says she's worked across the aisle for many years, and she says if elected, Kamala Harris will try to do the same thing. John Carroll, KPBS News.
A $250 million deal between tech companies and the state, billed as an effort to save local journalism, is drawing both praise and criticism. Investigative reporter Amitha Sharma reports the pact kills state legislative efforts to make Google, Meta, and other tech titans pay media companies for accessing their content.
The initiative will be funded by both tech money and taxpayer dollars. Governor Gavin Newsom said in a statement that it will, quote, rebuild a robust and dynamic California press corps for years to come, reinforcing the vital role of journalism in our democracy. But a regional journalists union blasted the deal as a shakedown of state taxpayers. In a statement, the Media Guild of the West said the pact does not come close to returning the wealth Google has, quote, stolen from our newsrooms. The union also references a vague AI component that, quote, could very well destroy newsroom jobs. Google said in a written statement that the partnership builds on its, quote, long history of working with journalism and the local news ecosystem in our home state while developing a national center of excellence on AI policy. Amita Sharma, KPBS News.
A pair of pressurizers had to be returned to the San Onofre Nuclear Generating Station because of a leak during shipment to a disposal site. A San Onofre official tells North County reporter Alexander Nguyen that should not have happened.
The pressurizers were on their way to Utah earlier this summer when a rail yard worker noticed the leak. They were supposed to be completely dried and sealed.
This incident should not have happened.
Ron Pontes is the general manager for environmental radiation protection and waste at Southern California Edison. SCE owns and operates the San Onofre plant.
We're very disappointed in the way this thing got packaged, the fact that there was water remaining inside this pressurizer when the contractor thought that it was dry and empty. We're taking this very, very seriously. We want to understand what went wrong here, make sure that we learn from that event.
A recent Nuclear Regulatory Commission investigation on the incident found two minor violations. The commission says the infractions posed no danger to the public. SCE is conducting its own investigation and will present its findings at a community meeting on September 5th. For more information on that meeting, visit kpps.org. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
This year, a national civil rights organization named Alton Collier, California's third known victim of racial terror lynching. In 1946, he was attacked on the Coronado Ferry and left to drown. A coalition recently formed to memorialize him. Reporter Katie Heisen joined them yesterday as they took the next step.
A dozen people gather on Centennial Park's shore at dawn. A strip of concrete marks the old Coronado Ferry landing.
And this is where he took his last steps.
Coalition co-chair Fern Nelson.
This is for you, Alton Collier. We remember you. We honor you. We're sorry about everything that happened.
While the tide is out, they dig sand. At a public ceremony on September 7th, they'll place the sand in a jar with Collier's name and ship it to the lynching memorial in Montgomery, Alabama. Collier was a Black Coronado resident. His death certificate still lists the cause as suicide. Coalition members say this is a step in setting the record straight.
Alton walked here and didn't walk back. He lost his life because of hatred, evil, which still exists today.
To hear more of Collier's story, visit kpbs.org. Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
Dozens of new American citizens from 25 countries took the oath of allegiance before a Padres game at Petco Park earlier this week. Reporter Katie Anastas brings us this audio postcard from the ceremony.
Oh, this is emotional for me, you know? I already cry a lot. I born in Brazil. My name is Carlota Mulig. The quality of life is much better here. The quality of the food, everything is better. The freedom of religion, the freedom of speech. I think America don't know really what they have, you know?
I was born in South Korea. So my first name is Sung Hoon. Last name is Jang. But after the ceremony today, my first name would be Sam. In Korea, it's a lot more conservative. And they also value age a lot. So if you're young, it's really hard to open up discussions or like give your thoughts and ideas in like meetings and stuff. But here, I could like talk freely to my CEO and CSOs, and they like really respect my ideas.
My name is Maryam Salejam, and I was born in Tehran, Iran. Having been in the US at the last election, I realized how important every vote is. This one especially because women's rights are on the line, so I wanted to make sure I'm voting.
Congratulations, my fellow Americans. You are now citizens of the United States of America.
That's it for the podcast today. This podcast is produced by Emmeline Mohebi and edited by Brooke Ruth. We'd also like to thank KPBS producer Bennett Lacey and KPBS reporter and anchor John Carroll for helping the podcast team this week. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again on Monday to start the week together with the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, presenting Ben Folds' Paper Airplane Request Tour on September 19th at the UC San Diego's Epstein Family Amphitheater. For tickets and more information, visit artpower.ucsd.edu.